Would you turn with me, please, to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 8? Matthew chapter 8, and as the Lord would enable us this evening, we might consider together verses 2 to 4. Matthew chapter 8, we read at the beginning of the chapter, "When he, that is Jesus, was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them." Matthew chapter 8 and verses 2 to 4. Now, wherever the Lord Jesus went, we find that great crowds attended his ministry. No doubt many were curious. Here is this man who is a great teacher. He's not like the scribes and the Pharisees. Oh, they pretend to teach, but they squabble about intricate and really irrelevant points of the law. And they'll talk about what this person said and that person said. The Lord Jesus wasn't like that. He taught as one with authority and not as the scribes. He came and he declared the truth, and he came calling them to repentance, reminding them the kingdom of God was at hand. Some, well, they were curious as they heard this teaching. What is this new teaching? Who is this man which teaches in such a wonderful way? And of course, there were also the miracles. Because wherever the Lord Jesus were, we find that poor, needy people seemed to come to him, seemed to come looking for help, and people were healed of various diseases, various ailments, various disabilities. Well, many were attracted to Jesus. Some perhaps just came out of curiosity. Some, though, came because they were needy. Some came because they were sincerely seeking help. Oh, friend, may that be the reason why you are in God's house this evening. Not just out of routine. Not just perhaps to hear someone different. But because you feel a need in your soul. Oh, here is one person that came to Christ who had great need. Here's this man who was a leper, who came and worshipped him. And considering his own state, considering that normally he would not be in that situation amongst the crowds, near other people, how he must have felt his need. And he comes and he bows respectfully. He worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And the Lord in his mercy heals him. Let's consider this miracle of the healing of the leper, as it speaks to us of your need as a sinner, of the healing that Christ alone can give. And we notice three things in this incident. First of all, we notice the leper came to Christ. And then secondly, the leper was healed by Christ. And then thirdly, the leper was to glorify Christ. First of all then, notice the leper came to Christ. He came to Christ. Behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Well, what was it that led this man to come to Christ? Why did he go to him? After all, he didn't go to others, but he went to him. Well, surely we can say that awareness of his need led him to Christ. An awareness of his need led him to Christ. You see, there were many people who would not have thought of going to Christ, because they were people who were well. They did not have a disability or a disfigurement. There was nothing wrong with them. And therefore, they did not feel any need to go to Christ to ask for healing. They were whole. Here's this man, though. He goes to Christ because he was aware of his need. Friend, perhaps you're here tonight, and you have never yet gone to Christ. You've been told to go, and, well, you've never gone, and you've never felt the need to go. There's your problem. You have no awareness of your need. And though you do have a need, you are not acknowledging that need, and therefore you have never gone to Christ. And the gospel, therefore, has never made much sense. They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And it was Christ who came to call the righteous, not the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Well, look at this man. This man was a leper. He was therefore conscious. He was a leper. You couldn't be a leper and not know you were a leper, because a leper was in a situation which was awful. Here was a disease which cut you off not only from the temple and from the worship of God, it cut you off from society. The leper had to go around with something on his lips even and crying, "Unclean, unclean." You would be conscious you were a leper. It was an awful thing. And the whole world, as it were, knew the awfulness of the situation. And here he is. He wants cleansed. You see, he's aware that his leprosy is a problem. It's cutting him off from contact with man. Are you a leper? Outside the camp. Outside the town. You cannot have normal contact with people. You're cut off. Strangers must keep away. Family must keep away. You've got a plague of leprosy. You are unclean. And here he is. And what a need he must have felt that he would even break those conventions which should keep him away from Jesus and away from the crowd. And he comes and he says, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." He cries out of his need. He's aware of his need. He's a leper. Well, as we said already, leprosy is a picture of sin and the sinner. Think of what we've read in Leviticus 13 and 14 regarding leprosy. And you can see something of the awfulness of this man's leprosy and something of the awfulness of the sin which is the plague of your heart. Notice, for example, that leprosy was an indiscriminate disease. It wasn't just certain types of people who were bothered with leprosy. I'm sure that you and I are aware that there are various diseases associated with various lifestyles. Those who perhaps live an immoral life, they are very likely to be afflicted by various diseases because of their immorality. And you may say, "Well, it's not a disease I have to worry about. I don't live like that. It's not a problem for me." But you see, leprosy was not like that. It wasn't one that just belonged, say, to the poor in society, or to the rich. It was one that was indiscriminate. You think of how even King Uzziah was plagued by leprosy. Or you've got Naaman. The children may remember Naaman the Syrian. There he is, the captain of the guard of the Syrian army. And he's a leper. All sorts of people had leprosy. As we read of in Psalm 14 this morning. And as Paul put it, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Here is a plague which you by nature, friend, are infected with. A plague which is indiscriminate. and which has touched all in this world except one, the Lord Jesus. Not only that, notice it was a deep disease. You'll notice that the priest in Leviticus 13 had to examine a leper, and he had to check to see whether this disease of his skin was just superficial, it was just a surface mark like a scratch, or whether it was something that was deeper than the skin. Because leprosy was more than skin deep. It was more than just a scar or a mark or a scratch. It was something which was deep seated. It was something which ate away at the muscles and wasted the whole of the person ultimately. So it's not a superficial disease. Friend, is that not true of sin? How often people think of sin as certain bad things that certain wicked criminals do. But if you've ever had a sight of your own heart, you'll know that your heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That's God's verdict, remember. Jeremiah 17:9. You see, there's this warp in your being. There's this distortion come into your being. Sin is there. It is a deep-seated thing. Sin is a problem of the heart. And it affects everything. You'll notice that sin was, leprosy was a spreading disease. It could spread around the body. The leprosy could get on a piece of skin or a piece of clothing. What did the priest do? Examine it. Has the leprosy spread? Is it a bit like mildew, say, that would spread? It's contaminated. It's leprous. It must be burnt. Here was a spreading, uncontrollable disease. Friend, is it not true that sin spreads? And if it's not restrained by the grace of God, it becomes more and more outward in its expression. An uncontrollable spreading disease. You see what happens? You get someone perhaps brought up to go to church, and they acknowledge God's day, and they acknowledge God's word, and then they begin to be a bit more careless about reading God's word. Perhaps neglect family worship, they still come to church. And then perhaps they don't come so regularly. Then they stop coming at all. And then they start doing certain things they would not have done. And then they do more things. And sin spreads and spreads. And it seems to grow in power in their life. That's what happens. And it's not restrained. Notice also it was a contaminating disease. It infected all it touched. Isn't sin like that? Even our holy worship. Polluted by sin. Think of those who you know are godly people. You young ones, think of those who you respect as godly, upright people. Their holy worship is unacceptable to God. In and of themselves. Because these people who you rightly respect as godly people, their very holy worship is infected and polluted by sin. What an awful disease. What a wasting disease. The leper, his limbs begin to fall off. His toes fall off. He's going to die. He's wasted. How sin destroys all that a person has. It ruins his enjoyment of it. And ultimately will destroy him in hell. An incurable disease. Friend, have you felt your need? This man knew his need. And therefore he comes to Christ. Have you felt your need as a sinner? As leprosy portrays for you. Sin, the plague of your own heart. Have you felt yourself like a leper before God? And has it caused you to pause and consider, I need help? What should you do? Follow in the footsteps of the leper. Go to Jesus and say to him, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. But notice there's a second reason why he came. Not only did he come because he was aware of his need of Christ, surely also he was aware of Christ's ability to help. After all, why go to Christ if you know you need help? If he can't help, you wouldn't go to someone who couldn't help you. If you have, young ones say, maybe trying to improve their Gaelic for lessons in school, no point going to someone who doesn't have a word of Gaelic and asking them for help with their Gaelic lessons. What foolishness! You go to someone who can help you. Well, you see, the leper, he was aware of Christ's ability. He comes, he's got a question, but his question is not, is he able? It is, his question is he willing? If thou wilt, if you're willing, thou canst make me clean. He's making a statement there. Thou canst make me clean. He's able. What amazing faith this man has. He's aware of Christ's ability to help. Where does that come from? Well, as far as we can determine in Scripture, this is the first account of a leper being healed. But no doubt he has heard reports of other people being healed. Others have been healed. Others have been helped. This man, Jesus, can do wonderful things. He may even be the Messiah. And if he helped them, he can help me. And he may indeed have heard his teaching and seen his miracles and concluded, this is none other than the Lord's Christ, the Messiah, because he comes and, well, the word worship may just mean bowing down in a reverent way, or it may mean more literal worship which belongs to God. But this one thing he knows, this man can help me. Friend, have you confidence in Christ's ability to help? Perhaps you're feeling your need tonight. You feel the depths of your sin. And perhaps you're asking yourself the question, what can be done, friend? Have you confidence in Christ's ability to heal? Or that you would be led to ask him for help? Have you received his word regarding sin? Have you believed what he has said in the Scripture regarding sin and regarding salvation? Do you acknowledge your need? And have you believed that Jesus died on the cross to deal with sin? And that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin? That he came to die on the cross as that living sacrifice, to offer himself as a sacrifice to God in the room and the place of men and of many? That he came to die, the just one, in the place of the unjust, to bring them to God, made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Have you received that word? Are you believing that word? Are you understanding that word? Surely that shows you his ability to help. Have you not seen others helped? Have you not seen others who were perhaps in total rebellion against God? Who had no time for God and their lives were changed. They were converted. They became followers of the Lord. Their lives were transformed. Friend, can you deny the reality of the gospel? Let that speak to you of your need of this man and of his ability to help. Do not ignore the problem. Oh, how many people there are who perhaps get a twinge of pain somewhere, or they might feel a lump, well, it'll go away. I'll think about that later. And so it goes on and on and on. What happens? They either never went to the doctor, or they went to the doctor when it was too late. The doctor could do nothing for them, and they've gone. And how people say, why did they not listen? Why did they not listen to the warning signals? Why didn't they act sooner? Something could have been done. Friend, it's foolish not to listen to those warnings, isn't it? Don't do that with your own soul. Don't do that with your own soul. You have a need, and this man is able to help. But yes, he did have a question, didn't he? This leper did have a question. He had a question over the confidence of Christ and his willingness to help. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Perhaps that's your problem. You're here, and you know that you're a sinner, and you know that Christ is able to cleanse from sin, but as yet, you've not gone to him. And the question is he willing? Would he cleanse me? And perhaps the devil says to you, he won't. Don't go to him, and you're listening to him. Friend, notice his lack of assurance in his willingness to help didn't keep him from Christ. Is he willing? Well, there's a leper. He's unsure. Perhaps if he was undeserving, he's got no claims on Christ. He's not one of the disciples of Christ, but what does he do? He goes and he asks. Friend, is that not what you should do? If you feel your need and you're convicted, convinced of his ability to help, then should you not go? You see, it is good for the sinner to feel undeserving. It is good for the sinner to acknowledge, I deserve nothing but God's wrath and condemnation. That's the truth. It's good to acknowledge these things. But that is no reason to keep you from Christ. What are you to do? You're not to sit there until you die. You're surely to go to him. And like this leper to say, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. To venture in faith upon Christ. Is it not dangerous in doing nothing? Had you some need? You know, sometimes we might need help. Well, that neighbour of mine, that person I know, they could help me, but perhaps we're a bit embarrassed to help. Or we worry, what if they say no? There's nothing worse than getting a no. When you go to someone asking for help, there's nothing so disappointing. And so you're frightened of these things. What should you do? You should still go and ask. But when it deals with your soul, you should go and ask. And you should go and ask confident in Christ. Because do you not have a warrant to go to Christ? Do you not have the warrant of the promises of God to encourage you to go to him? Because has he not made promises to unworthy sinners? Has he not said, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Have you that need? Then go to him. There's his invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Friend, go to him. Go to him. On a warrant of the promises of God's word. Don't do nothing. To do nothing is to perish. venture your faith upon Christ and go to Him and cry out to Him, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. The leper came to Christ. But then notice secondly, the leper was cleansed by Christ. The leper was cleansed by Christ. Jesus put forth His hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Notice, friends, Christ willingly cleansed the leper. He willingly cleansed him. He didn't feel forced into doing this. You know what it's like? You find yourself boxed into a situation. Perhaps you're asked to go somewhere. You would rather not go there, but you've been cajoled into going, and well, you feel you better go. And you're forced into doing something you would rather not do. He wasn't like that. It's not that he is forced or embarrassed into responding to this man's need. It's not that he is grudgingly doing this. Mark tells us he had compassion upon him. You see his willingness. What does he do? He puts forth his hand and touches the man. Wait a minute, you don't do that sort of thing. You don't touch a leper. A leper's unclean. The law of God says you don't touch him. And you might be contaminated by the leprosy. You don't touch a leper. Why is he touching the leper? To reassure him of his willingness. To express his compassion. What a surprising touch. What a reassuring touch. And then he says, I will. I'm willing to do it. And he pronounces a word, be thou clean. Ah well, friends, is not Christ compassionate? Is he not compassionate towards sinners? Was it not compassion which led him to come into this world in the first place? Was it not compassion which led him to do all the things he did while he was in this world? Was it not compassion which led him to say, to die on the cross, in the room and in the place of his people? Isn't he one who is a seeking Saviour, who came to seek and to save that which is lost? Doesn't God's word show that he cleanses all who come to him? And so we can say, he's a willing Saviour. Never yet has he said to anyone who came to him, I won't. Those who come to him, casting themselves upon his mercy, as poor penitent sinners, get a hearty welcome from Christ. I will, be thou clean. You know he's a willing Saviour, friend. Are you willing to be saved? Are you willing to be cleansed? Are you aware of your need? Have you gone to him? And oh, what condemnation will be yours? How shall you escape if you neglect so great salvation and the day of judgment? Why did you die in your sin? Why the plague of leprosy still there? You heard the truth, but you didn't want it. How great will your condemnation be? You see, he's a willing Saviour. And he never rejected any who came to him. All that come unto me I will in no wise cast out. But are you willing to go to him? Don't make excuses. Whether you're young or old, don't make excuses. You need him. And you need him now. Notice Christ immediately cleansed the leper. He says, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. There's the word of God and his power going together. There's no delay. Christ pronounces him clean and he is clean. And you see, for the sinner, He comes to Christ. Cleanse me, Lord. I will be thou clean. He's healed. Does he come as an earnest, penitent sinner, meaning what he says? Casting himself upon the care, upon the mercy of God in Christ, looking to Christ, then he is cleansed. Friend, have you come to him? When you came to him, and you cast yourself upon his mercy, and you entrusted the care and the cleansing of your soul to Christ, did he not cleanse you? Did he not wash away your sin? Did he not justify you freely through his righteousness? What a glorious Saviour through whom there is pardon. He immediately was cleansed. And notice he was completely cleansed. He was completely cleansed. You see, you can't half cleanse a leper. You're either clean or unclean. And I'm sure the children at times are told to go and wash their face. And perhaps they think they've made quite a good job. Some of the dinner's been wiped away, or some of the mud that's got splattered on their face is wiped away. What happens if you come back to your parents, come back to your mother or father, and there's still a bit of a grubby mark somewhere? You're going out somewhere important, you have to have a clean face. What are you told? Go back and wash again. You see, it's still dirty, it's not clean. We are either clean or unclean. You don't get half clean. It's either wholly clean or else it's unclean. You can't half cleanse something. The face is either clean or it's not. And getting rid of some of the marks is no good if there's still some marks there. Well, here's this man. And his problem is dealt with. Because either his problem is dealt with, or it still remains. And the Lord Jesus tells him to go to the priest. See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest. Now there's no point going to the priest, the one who would examine to see whether the person was clean. There's no point being sent there if you're not clean. What will the priest do? He'll look at you and say, no, you're still unclean, go away. It's pointless for him to be sent to the priest if the leprosy remains. He is sent there because his leprosy has been cleansed. He is clean. So it's a complete cleansing this man experienced. The leprosy was gone. Friend, isn't that what Christ does for the poor sinner who comes to him? He deals with all sin. Dear believer, perhaps the devil's reminding you of the sins and faults of youth and other things you've done, and he discourages you. And what do you always have to remind yourself? The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin. You see, it's all sin that's dealt with. Those which appear more serious, as well as those which may only be known to yourself. Those which are ingrained sins. Those which are repeated sins. And from all his iniquities, he Israel shall redeem. Friend, isn't that wonderful? He cleanses. He deals with all sin. Whenever a sinner is justified through Christ, then his sin is pardoned. And he is reckoned righteous in the sight of God, all for the righteousness of Christ imputed to him, received by faith alone. His sin is gone in law before God, never to be dragged up again. He is clean. He completely cleanses. Oh, what a reason to go to him then. He is a willing Saviour, who immediately and completely cleanses all those who go to him in faith. Go to him, friend, and you shall have him, and cleansing in him, and be accepted through him. Well, notice thirdly and briefly, the leper was to glorify Christ. Jesus said unto him, "See thou tell no man, but go thy way, and show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them." He was to glorify Christ in two ways. First of all, by showing himself to the priest. Jesus tells him to go immediately to Jerusalem. Go immediately to the priest. Go immediately to the one who will pronounce him clean. Keep quiet about it. Don't let this news spread, but go first. And let yourself be examined by the priest. Well, that would have a blessing to his own soul and should have been a blessing to the priests. It would be a blessing to his own soul. Because if the man begins to doubt, is it really gone? Well, he takes himself to the authority who checks these things, to the priest, and he examines him, he pronounces him clean, and well, what reassurance, I am indeed cleansed. Well, Christ doesn't send us to priests today, but he sends us surely to the Word of God. And the Word of God is designed to give reassurance to the child of God that he is cleansed. And you see, whenever there is that reassurance, you are clean, it gives joy to the soul. Are you here today? You've gone to Christ. You're clinging to Christ. He is able to cleanse. He is willing to cleanse. And then at times your heart gets troubled. Have I really gone to him? Am I really one of his? Has he really cleansed me? Go to God's word. And as you're in God's word and under the means of grace, will God not give reassurance to the child of God that he is his and that he has been cleansed from his sin? But there's another reason for going, surely. The priest would learn about Christ. Go and show yourself to the priest for a testimony unto them. It will be a testimony unto him. The priest is bound to say, well, what has happened in your life? What's happened? You were a leper and now you're clean. That's a very unusual thing. How could this occur? And the priest would learn that Christ would heal. And the priest therefore should come to trust in Christ himself. And therefore God would be glorified. As this poor leper effectively was a testifying to others, Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Well, friend, have you been cleansed? Let that be your testimony. And rejoice in that testimony. And glorify God in that testimony. He cleansed me. And I didn't deserve it, but he did it. Blessed be his name. And yes, he's going to offer the gift also. He's going to offer this gift. He'll offer the appropriate sacrifice according to the law of Moses. And by this he will give thanks and rededicate himself to God. You see, what does a person do who has truly gone to Christ? He cannot but say, I'm not going to live in sin anymore. I want done with sin. I give myself to be the Lord's and to walk in his way. I'm going to live for him. I'm going to dedicate myself to him. I want to live to the honour of God. I'm not going to live to myself anymore. I hate sin. It's destructive. Have you gone to Christ then? And having gone to Christ for cleansing, have you offered yourself to him? To follow him. That's what the priest did. That's what the leper did. And that's what all those who are converted do. In their need, they go to Christ. And having gone to Christ for cleansing, they cannot but devote themselves to him. Well, have you felt your need, friend? Have you gone to Christ? It's dangerous to be without Christ. The disease is still there. It's spreading. It's destroying. It's ruining whatever you have now. It will destroy you in hell forever. Go to Him, friend, acknowledging your need. Go to Him seeing His ability. Go to Him seeing His willingness. And you will discover that blessed and glorious truth. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin. Let us pray. O Lord our God, we bless Thee for Jesus Christ, sent into this world to deal with sin, sent into this world that He might be that complete, all-sufficient Saviour of His people. Oh, grant that we might see our need and that we might see His ability to supply that need. And oh, that each one here would be found having gone to Him. Grant, O Lord, that there might be joy in heaven this evening over sinners coming to repentance. Solemnize us under Thy word, we pray, and leave us not unmoved, but rather by Thy Spirit challenge us and lead us to Christ. For His glory's sake we pray. Amen.